The following content may contain elements that are difficult for some. Information presented is not meant to substitute for the advice of a doctor or other medical professional. Please be advised that some topics are intended for mature audiences. Listener and parental discretion is advised.
Under the glow of the very bright light, I turn my face toward a storm night sky, and I am not afraid of a thousand eyes, and they're above 500 miles. Oh, I used to think, but wouldn't I teach the moment?
The popular girls at school have been spreading rumors about me.
I've been bullied.
They make me feel like I'm different.
Some of my friends have stopped hanging out with me.
They spread awful rumors about me.
I just don't get it.
I don't know why I don't fit in.
What did I ever do to them?
I don't understand what I did.
I know that I can make friends.
I didn't do anything wrong.
I really hope things do get better soon, except right now it doesn't feel like anything's going to change.
Do you ever go to lunch with no one by your side? 'Cause the moment you arrive, they'll leave the table, calling me everything but my name. Need I remind you again? Just call me Rachel. How would you feel if you're running home crying like yourself in your room? Don't want anyone to see ya while everyone's having fun outside, and you're telling yourself,
I'm not afraid.
you go to school, someone's looking at your ears, calling you a loser. All these girls wearing bubblegum pink, guess I didn't get the memo, cause they're laughing at my blue shirt. Well, I hope you're feeling good about you, treating someone you know like a perfect stranger, cause it's easier than standing by my side. Oh.
Play-Doh, Play-Doh, Play-Doh. Welcome, welcome, welcome to Inspiration with E. I'm Erica Arthur, your host, and we are live right here on Grind Hard Radio. We love music here, okay, and lots of it. That was Leon Bridges from the Get Down soundtrack with Ball of Confusion. Right before that, we had Rachel Crowe with Mean Girls. And everybody remembers the amazing Quavenzhané Wallace with Opportunity from the 2014 Annie movie soundtrack. I am so glad that you are here with us today, that this is a special episode. It is the youth and young adult episode. If you're new to Inspiration with Thee, it's very, very simple here, very, very laid back and lots of fun. Only thing we're doing is we're listening in on what inspires me, inspired to inspire and healed to do the same. One of the things that's really important to me is helping to raise awareness about everyday life for people struggling with emotional distress, mental health issues, bullying, financial stress, just regular folk kind of stuff. But I'm not rocking solo tonight. I have a very, very special guest co-host in the building. She is the host of her own show right here on the same network. Her name is Sade Champagne. And Sade Champagne is my hero. Well, one of many, I must say. She was actually very instrumental in getting me to open up my mouth. Imagine it being closed, right? to challenge me to begin to speak my poetry aloud. And she's also the founder of the Power of a Dream Tour. You definitely want to check that out. But we got a power-packed show, so let me get her on the line with us. Sade Champagne, are you in the building?
Yes, I am, Miss Erica Arthur. I'm so excited to be here with you on Episode 4, Season 1 of Inspiration with E on Grind Hard Radio.
Can you believe it? Episode 4 already. I don't know where the time is going. This has been amazing. It's been an amazing journey. I'm so glad you're with me. Thank you so much.
Thank you for having me. You know, what an honor.
Absolutely. For those of you who are used to tuning in with me, I normally have Jit Chronicles rocking with me. That's the engineer as well as the founder of Grind Hard Radio. But Jit, unfortunately, is amongst the people who are dealing with Hurricane Irma right now, and so he won't be live on the line with me tonight. But the good thing is that Sade is a pro, so she's also going to be wearing the hat of engineer tonight. So thank you so much for that, and shout out and blessings and much love to everybody affected by the hurricane.
Yeah. Oh, no. My goodness. I can't even imagine what they're going through.
No, nor can I. Sade, real quick, before we get our special guest, because every single last one of our guests are special. They are youth, and we're going to show them mad, mad love. But I do want you to tell the people a little bit about yourself and what you got going on before we get them on the line.
Yes, definitely. Well, I am, as you mentioned, a musical artist, performer, inspirational speaker, and a traveling speaker and performer. I started my Power of a Dream tour back in summer 2014. I was inspired by some best friends of mine and literally started this tour with a $0 budget. And so we've been able to travel around to hundreds of different locations around California where I'm located and being able to encourage and inspire and empower so many, not only kids and teens and young people, but people of all ages. So it's been wonderful, and I'm thankful to be able to now have my own radio shows on Grind Hard Radio to be able to use my platform to empower others too.
Yeah, and you know what? That's what it's really all about. You know, the first time when people hear that you're on radio, I don't know how they process that, but, you know, you and I, we are definitely very much alike when it comes to that. It's an opportunity to raise awareness and encourage as many people as possible. There are so many people that are hurting and stressed out and going through, including our kids, you know, just children. Tell me one of the things that you hear the most, because you deal with teenagers quite a bit on your tour. What are some of the things you hear the most that actually concern kids that parents may not even be aware of?
Well, they're dealing with a lot of self-image issues. They're dealing with so much confidence, you know, lack of confidence, I should say, and just not feeling loved and valued enough for who they are. You know, they have so many negative voices that are coming to them. Obviously, we know, you know, people deal with the negativity within them, but a lot of that negativity is coming from outside of them. And so they're just always trying to find their way and trying to see how they can be true to themselves while also still not being too weird and having friends and being able to connect with other people. And so those tend to be a lot of the issues that I see them dealing with and the peer pressure, you know. And so it's just, like I said, it's wonderful to be able to have an opportunity and opportunities to be able to help, you know, because they need it. You know, it's like you said, parents don't always know what they're going through, and sometimes they do, but mm-hmm. they don't know how to be able to help them or how to approach the situation.
Yeah, I appreciate you mentioning that. I agree with you. Regardless of how much you make yourself available to your children as parents, there are going to be some things that, you know, that quite frankly they don't want to talk to you about, they don't feel comfortable talking to you about. So if you're a teen listening in, or even if you are a preteen, or even a young adult and you're having difficulty coping, we want you to know that there are options out there if you're struggling with not only self-image issues that's causing, be it anything from anorexia to feeling depressed or lonely.
Mm-hmm.
Even if you are dealing with cutting and self-harm, we want you to know that you're not alone. There's a few resources if you want to grab a pen and paper if you're listening, or you want to jot this number down in your cell phone. But there's a teen hotline I want you to be aware of if you're listening and you're a teenager and you need somebody to talk to. There's a teen hotline that's trained to have other teenagers talk to you. And it's pretty cool. Yeah, it could be anything from I just had a rough day, or something that may not seem like a big deal to somebody else, but you go, you know what, I just got like the biggest pimple on picture day and I felt so stressed out, or so-and-so told so-and-so mm-hmm. about my crush. Listen, you're not alone. This is normal. Even Miss Sade and I mm-hmm. were once teenagers. Can you imagine
mm-hmm.
that? So if you have that pen handy, or if you want to put it in your phone, the teen hotline is 310-855-4673. That's 310-855-4673. And guess what? If you don't even feel like talking to them, you just want to text, they knew that you may feel that way. So you can text teen to 839-863. That's simply 839-863. And there's another teenager who'll be more than happy to talk to you. Look, we have a power pack show, so let's get it moving. I wanted to introduce our first guest. I'm kind of familiar with her. I gave birth to her. Mm-hmm. Kayla Arthur is, I'm a fan of hers, actually, although God entrusted me with being her mom. I'm a huge fan of her. She's like a super focused, humble vegetarian who loves music, who loves singing, who loves writing and making other people smile. But I wanted to have her on today because September is not only Suicide Awareness Month, which is one of the causes close to my heart, it is suicide, World Suicide Prevention today, September 10th, but it's also mm-hmm. Alopecia Awareness Month. A lot of people don't even know that mm-hmm. September is also Alopecia Awareness Month. So I said, how fitting. This is something that Kayla has been dealing with for the last couple of years. So I say we get her in the building. Ladies and gentlemen, can you help me welcome Miss Kayla Arthur. That's a standing ovation. Kayla,
how are you?
Wait a minute. You got a standing ovation, okay? I'm like, clap track, go off.
I added that in for her because I figured after that intro and her being your amazing daughter and just your beautiful family, I was like, she's got to get the intro too.
Hilarious. Kayla, I'm going to let Miss Sade talk to you for a little bit. Go ahead, sweetie.
First, hello. Kayla, how are you doing today?
I'm doing great. How are you?
Fantastic. I am so glad to hear your voice, and I've seen your beautiful face before in your mom's posts and pictures, and so I'm excited to be able to chat with you and to hear your beautiful music, too.
Thank you so much. I'm excited to be here.
So you are an advocate for alopecia awareness. Can you tell us what that is, and also how you've been able to overcome the challenges that come with that, of having alopecia?
Okay, So alopecia is an autoimmune disorder that it makes your immune system that usually fights germs, it makes them fight your hair follicles instead, which causes hair loss. And at first, it was a bit of a doozy because, you know, it's not really normal to lose hair. So, but I think the Lord really helped me with that, though, you know, kind of not really getting used to it, but getting accustomed to what it is like.
What are some words of encouragement that you would give to other young girls who are also struggling with alopecia?
I would say that you are not alone, that you are never alone, that there are other people just like you who are going through the same thing, and that you are beautiful no matter what. And I know that it's hard, but you will get through it.
That's powerful. And so you have a couple songs that you have brought for us today, or a song you brought with us. Can you tell us about your new song, Polar?
Yes. My song, Polar, is on Merge, which is my dad's album, and I co-wrote it with him.
Wow. And what is the song about?
The song is about unity, and also, well, it's about just coming together.
Which we need definitely now more than ever.
Definitely, yes.
So with this being our youth and young adult special show tonight, what are some of the challenges and pressures that you deal with as a teenager, as a young woman? And how have you been able to work through those challenges?
Well, being a teenage girl, I see a lot of images, you know, in media, on television, of, you know, beauty standards. And I look at all these beautiful women in the spotlight, and, you know, I do want to look like them sometimes, but I look at myself, and I'm okay with myself, and I have to remember that, you know, I'm beautifully and wonderfully made, and nobody can be me, so I just,
And I want to encourage you, Kayla, and also to all the other young women and the young men that are listening, too. It's like, they, you know, the media and society, a lot of the big businesses, they know what to do in order to be able to get your attention, in order to make you think a certain way, because the thing is, they want everyone's money. They want everyone's money, and they want to be able to control them so they can see things a particular way. You know, and so they know if you're continuing to see images of one certain type of woman who honestly most of the time does not even look like that. With me being in the entertainment industry, I know tons of models, you know, tons of professional models, some of them very famous and people that are in the public eye, and they even tell me themselves, and everyone listening, you need to know this, that they do not look like what you see in the pictures. They, of course, are very beautiful people, but in those, a lot of those images and things that you see have been so photoshopped. And even I've had friends tell me, she's like, my chest is not even that big. She goes, I'm not. She's like, I'm almost flat-chested. And she's like, but they make me, I have on a bra for this photo shoot, and then they go and add all this stuff in Photoshop. So if you look at her in the pictures, she looks like, you know, like she is literally, you know, someone who is larger chested, but she's not, you know. And so she deals with the pressures of being in the industry, you know, to start being like, oh, my gosh, do I need to now go get plastic surgery? But so they're dealing with the same type of pressures, you know, as people who are successful and well-known that you would be dealing with, you know, as a teenager, you know. So I want to encourage you and everyone listening in that it's not whatever you think that you're seeing is not usually what you're seeing.
Right, definitely.
Yeah.
Thank you.
And so I want to find, you're so welcome, sweetie, and you're just so beautiful and amazing, and I couldn't imagine if you looked like other people. Who you look like is more than enough, and that's what's needed.
Yes, ma'am, yeah.
So I'm going to pass it along to your mom and see if she has a question for you.
Thank you so much.
It was great talking to you, Ms. Sade.
Thank you, sweetie.
Hey, Kay.
Hi, Mom.
How you doing, Mama?
I'm doing pretty great. How are you?
I'm good. I'm proud of you. One of the things that stuck out about you when you were first diagnosed, which, oh my goodness, it's been 5 years. You were diagnosed at age 10. For the parents that are listening, when you began to lose your hair, it was something that was so difficult for me because some of the patches of hair loss with your alopecia was as large as the palm of my hand. And so I remember trying to do your hair and trying to hide it, and sometimes your afro would be lopsided, and it was just a difficult, it was such a tough time. So I commend you on, you know, talking about it, even though you didn't have to talk about it. One of the things that I wanted you to do is to tell people how they can learn more about alopecia. They don't even know the term. Where can they go for more information?
For more information, you can go to NAAF.org, which stands for the National Alopecia Areata Foundation.
Okay. And I also had a question for you, something else that I thought about that was pretty important. How did you decide that you wanted to start talking about alopecia? Because to be honest with you, when I look at you, I wouldn't say, oh, that's the girl who's dealing with bald, you know, dealing with bald spots or dealing with hair loss. Like, even now, you still lose a lot of hair. So, like, how do you deal with, you know, people going, oh, you know, you're not a good spokesperson for that because you have a head full of hair. Like, what are your thoughts on that, honestly?
My thoughts are there are a lot of things that people are going through that nobody knows about. So I thought maybe if I made what I'm going through known, that people who are going through things in the shadows, they'll be, you know, more comfortable with it, saying, wow, she's going through something too, I'm not alone. So...
Wow. Do you have any heroes or sheroes you want to shout out?
I do. Shout out to Viola Davis for being so open with her alopecia. And to Kevin Bull from American Ninja Warrior. He has alopecia universalis. And, yeah.
Oh, that's right. I forgot you like them. Hey, Kay, what's the difference between alopecia areata and alopecia universalis? Because that's a good point to point out. What's the difference? Real quick, let people know.
Okay, alopecia areata is when there's certain areas of your scalp that are losing hair. So it comes out in patches. While alopecia universalis is when your whole body loses hair, that there's no hair on your body whatsoever.
Okay, so we're talking nose hairs, we're talking eyebrows, we're talking...
Yes.
That's what you mean,
everything.
Right? Okay. Excellent. Yes. Okay, well, we're going to get ready to open up the lines for our next guest. If you're listening in and you want to speak to any of our guests tonight, you're going to dial 323-693-3043. That's 323-693-3043. And you press 1 if you have any questions at all for our guests that are here with us. We're live in the building if you're just tuning in with Inspiration with E. I'm Erica Arthur, your host. In the building rocking with me is special guest co-host Sade Champagne. Kayla Arthur is on the line with us, so we're going to get ready to let her give her social media handles so we can open up the lines and move on. But Kayla, thank you so much for being a guest. It took a lot of courage to disclose that, and I do believe that you're not only helping other people, I think it's helpful for you to talk about it as well. If people want to get in touch with you or follow you on social media, please, if you can just share that information.
Yes, the only social media handle I have is Instagram, and you can reach me at Cookie Sings. That's KOOKKIE_Sings. Thank you so much.
Oh, you're welcome. You're welcome. And thank you so much as well. We're going to get ready to open up the lines for our guest. Now, here's the thing. Really, 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 really important. If you are just tuning in, we have people who are on standby to help you at the teen hotline. And so if you want to talk to another teenager who's going through things, the teen hotline number, again, is 310-855-4673. That's 310-855-4673. And also, if you're a little shy, you can text them. And they are teenagers who are trained to talk to other teenagers about the issues that are bothering them. Yes, you can text them at 839-863. And you know what? They're used to kids not knowing what to say. So all you have to do is just text teen. So, Kayla, if you want to stay on the line, you're more than welcome to do so. Just mute out your background. Before we bring our next guest in the building, I'm going to set the atmosphere real, real, real good for him. Sade, can we drop a little bit of James Brown's Funky Drummer?
Yes, we can.
Thank you so much.
Everyone, we have our next special guest is on the line, and we are super excited about him, and I'm going to introduce him, and he's going to get a great round of applause as well. J.D. Beck is a 14-year-old ASCAP artist from Dallas, Texas. He began his drum career at age 8 and started producing at age 12. Are you kidding me? J.D. is a member of several bands, including the Beatitudes and the Drummies. He is the M.D. for Katie Lynn and the Foundation. JD plays regularly with guitar virtuoso Eric McFadden. Country artist Grace Taylor is JD's newest collaboration. And JD and Grace regularly play at venues in North Texas. We're going to bring him into the show right now and give it up for JD Beck. Hi, JD. How are you? I think we have him on. Is he on the show? We got him in the studio. JD, are you there? Let's try it again. He's in on the line. All right. JD, are you there on the line? JD? Right. It looks like
he's gonna call. He's gonna call us in again. It's okay. I just got a quick message from his manager. So yeah, that's no problem. He'll be on the line with us shortly. This young man is somebody that I had the pleasure of not only see play in person, but I met him through a gentleman by the name of Mav Track. Who is an amazing producer and also an amazing musician. And his son, AD, is a part of the Drummies. So I definitely, definitely cannot wait to hear from him. We're going to make sure his technical difficulties are being worked out. But in the meantime, that song, Funky Drummer, is appropriate for him. James Brown is somebody. Now, you know, how many times has that track been sampled, right, for hip-hop?
alone.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah.
Oh, also, too, is this a good time and space to make sure that people know, again, if you're just tuning in, it is World Suicide Prevention Day. September is Suicide Awareness Month. We've been shouting out the children for the teen hotline, but if you're an adult and you're having difficulty coping, there's also the suicide hotline, which is 800-273-TALK. That's 800-273-TALK. And that is going to give you an opportunity to interact with people who are trained to assist you if you're having difficulty coping. I know sometimes the news can just be stressful. It can mm-hmm. be difficult, you know, people dealing with Hurricane Harvey and now Hurricane Irma. There's a lot of fear surrounding that. So it's really important to know that even as adults, you are not alone. If you're having difficulty coping, by all means, that's something that you want to call 800-273-TALK, and that's the National Suicide Hotline here in the States, and someone is available 24/7 to be able to talk to someone live. And also, veterans, really important. If you want to talk to someone, you can dial that same number and just press 1. We can see if JD is back on mm-hmm. the line with us. He's able to hear us, so we can see if he's patched in. JD, are you with us?
Let's check in and see.
Okay. Meanwhile, while we're checking in, again, if you are in distress as a teenager and you need someone to talk to, teenagers are trained at 310-855-4673. That's 310-855-4673, and they're able to talk to you there. If you're a little shy and you prefer to text, just dial 839-863, and a teenager that is trained to speak with you will be able to help out. Okay.
Awesome.
We,
I love it
if
teenagers that are
him?
The one. Well, he's on the line, but I don't see, and I have him listening in, but I'm not sure if he can hear it on his end or what's going on.
Okay. Well, you know what? Let's get a song going in the meantime while we are waiting on him. Is it possible we can drop the Alopecia song by hip-hop artist Samuel?
Yes.
And we'll give it a whirl.
I'd
we'll give it a try
to.
That way. Okay.
Perfect.
It requires faith in something you can't see. It requires strength in something you can't feel. It requires hope in something that you just can't hold. It's when people realize that disappointment is merely the fuel for determination that they can accomplish anything in life. Anything. Nothing.
No doubt, God has used alopecia to change me. What you know about moving 19 times with a ball crown? I was always center stage, never fitting with the crowd, man, I broke down. Told my mama that the bullying in the school got me choked out. She said, son, you were beautiful. Full head of hair and eye, Jeremiah 29:11 still applies to your life. That's a miracle. But this ain't only spiritual. I'm hearing you, I know you've shed a tear or two. They strive to embarrass you, strike fear in you, hit down your parachute. Stop! I was there, I was trying to get by, struggling with the comments in the eyes. But thank God I had people around me with positive vibes, people that wanted to see me triumph over all of my tribulations. My mother and father would always tell me, keep your eyes on tomorrow. See, alopecia's not the problem. No, I don't need a remodel. Whoa. It has only made me stronger, stronger, stronger. Go get your goals. You are different for a reason. Be the trolls. Stand as a man in that mirror. Every day dreams I see a little clearer. For the man I'm inside. The things you hide.
Oh, no.
You ain't got to do it on your own. You can know. Oh, God, those are the songs inside my soul. For ya, for ya. Dear alopecia, it only gets easier. You're gonna get stronger with all you've gone through. Dear alopecia, I know you're in pieces, but you made this way for a reason. As I grew older, you know I got bolder. Regardless of all this pain I had on my shoulders, it gave me the strength to go straight through any obstacle that got in my way and keep my composure. Every goal I would approach like I'm a soldier. And I don't get it twisted, cause I'm don't need no cure, even if there was one available. No, sir, I wouldn't take it because I'm happy just the way that I was made, and that's closure for every season. Why are you trying to change when you're different for a reason? Jehovah took the pain in the season that I got from Alopecia just to give me outreaching. Speaking at NAAF events on weekends, leading all the kids looking up to me in weakness. Accepting who you are is the key in the treatment. And our skin, we should fit like them shell to Adidas. That's so stuck. Now 20 and I'm stronger than I was. Looking back on my life, there was lots of times I was picked on, thrown in the mud. Fear told me to get gone and I chose not to run. No, you ain't gotta be big to take the pain. Be the change and free heart all on your own. Stand at the man in that mirror. Every day it seems I see a little clearer. What I'm made out inside. Let go of the things you hide.
Oh, no.
With all you've gone through, dear Ephesians, dear Ephesians, I know you're in pieces, but you made this way for a reason.
All right, you all are listening to Inspiration with E, Season 1, Episode 4, Sade Champagne, guest co-hosting with Erica. We have J.D. Beck on the line. How are you doing, J.D.?
I'm good. How are you?
Fantastic. And so tell us, please, how did you get into drumming? Like, how did you know that that was something that you had talent in and that you were passionate about?
Well, I started on piano when I was 5, and I don't know. My brothers and sister always played the piano in my house, and that got me interested into piano, and I wanted to branch out into other instruments, so I took drums.
Mhm. Wow. And so what was it like for you being, you know, so young and being into, did you just know, like, that this is what you were passionate about and wanted to do with your life, or is it just something you enjoyed doing for fun?
Yeah, pretty much. I just always did it. It's all I did, like, all day. It's really fun.
Wow. And so with our youth edition and youth and young adult edition special show, you know, with you being only 14 years old and being an artist and being, you know, very accomplished in what you do, have you had to deal with a lot of bullying in your career and life so far? And if so, what are some words of encouragement that you would give to other, you know, teenage boys, other guys that have dealt with the same thing that you are?
I haven't really experienced too much of that, but I don't listen to anybody because, you know, I believe in myself.
It's too much of that?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And so go ahead. I apologize about believing in yourself.
Yeah, I believe in myself. I don't listen to anybody else because, like, I'm my biggest critic, I think. But
mm-hmm.
bullying's hard, but I feel like people should just have faith and hope, and they shouldn't listen to anybody else, really.
Mm-hmm.
People don't know you,
mm-hmm.
I think.
Mm-hmm. That's powerful. What do you have coming up that you have been working on?
Well, I've been producing an album with a rapper in Dallas named Cool Keith. He does a lot of shows with Topic, if you know who that is, but they're all DFW artists. I've also been trying to start my own band because I want to play out recently.
Mm-hmm.
I've been wanting to, like, do some shows, so I'm trying to get my own band together. But other than that,
mm-hmm.
I've been practicing a lot lately, too. So that's what I've had.
Mm-hmm. How do you find the time at only being 14 years old to be able to practice what you're doing? You're also wanting to create a band, and you help to produce for other artists. And so you're a full-fledged entrepreneur and businessman as an artist so young. How do you find the time to be able to manage everything?
Well, I do an online school, so during the day I have a lot of free time to, like, practice. A lot of people like to record and do shows. It's always at nighttime, so I kind of break it down into, like, practice during the day, record later in the day, and then play my show in the night.
Mm-hmm. So time management is
mm-hmm.
key for you then.
Yeah, very.
So I'm going to see if Erica has a question for you.
Mm-hmm.
I do. Hey, JB, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Oh, wonderful. It's so good to hear your voice. I've not seen you in a couple of years. I had the pleasure of meeting you, as I was stating right before the break, through AD, another amazing, amazing young drummer. How did you guys meet, actually?
I went up to Profit Bar to just sit in at the jam because one of my dad's coworkers is friends with Sput Seawright. And I went to play. And I'm pretty sure I sat in with his dad, Marcus Mavtrex, and I think about a month after that, I met a Darian at RBC I think it was a Medicine Man show, but we kind of just clicked from there, and they had the idea for the Drummies, which is a group we've been doing lately.
Yeah, you know, I think that's cool. I loved that you mentioned the Profit Bar and these other locations. One of the things that the DFW Crew Love does is they're about bridging connections, making sure that people know that it's not a local movement, it's a global movement, a global influence for Dallas musicians. So shout out to Crystal Perry and Gino Young for their vision, and so many other producers and musicians in that area. That being said, one of the things that I think is important is pouring into the young people. But how do you feel as a young person always being surrounded by so many incredible adults who are willing to not only reach out to you, but make sure that you're reaching out to others as well? What is that like, being mentored by such amazing people?
Yeah, I love it. I'm blessed for sure. They're all great people. I'm glad to have them having my back for real.
What is the most challenging thing? Because none of them, they don't play any games, which I love. You know, you're going to do the work. There's no free rides here. you're going to do the work. So, like, what's the most challenging thing that you have found?
I think the most challenging thing is not messing up in front of them. It's like, it gets stressful sometimes. Like, when I first was meeting everybody, I was always like, man, I got to play the best I have when I went on stage. So it's kind of just, it's pressure, but it's good pressure for sure.
Okay. And what is the most fun thing about it? What would you say?
Just everything, everybody, all the people. I just love playing, so that's always the best part.
You know what? Here on Inspiration with EJD, one of the things we do is we inspire everyday people. It's really important to us. And so with this being not only Alopecia Awareness Month, which our first guest, Kayla Arthur, talked about, it's also Suicide Awareness Month. That being said, sometimes kids are looking for role models, and there are those who may not be as fortunate as you to have such a great support network. What type of advice do you have for the everyday kid who may be trying to find their own voice?
I'd say try everything. That's what I did. I tried everything, and I found. Yeah, and don't give up for sure. That's another thing. Because there's always something.
And when you say try everything, what do you mean by that? Even though I have an idea for our listeners, if you can just expand on that a little bit for us.
I mean, creativity-wise, you can try everything. If you have interest, pursue them for sure, you know? And to never give up like that. Yeah, like I said.
So before we let you go, JD, and we're so glad that we finally got a chance to talk to you, and you're always welcome back here on Inspiration with E. Before you go, I want you to definitely give your social media handles and let people know how they can support you, sweetie.
Yeah, thanks for having me. Pretty much all of my social media is at JD Beck Music. I got a new website, jdbeckmusic.com. Instagram's jdbeckmusic. My email even is jdbeckmusic@gmail.com. So you can hit me up there too. Yeah, it's all jdbeckmusic.
That sounds awesome. How important is branding that? Because anybody can play the drums, right? But when you begin to shift from being a drummer to an artist, how important is that branding?
Very. That's why I have Crystal. She helps for sure. It's important.
Aww. Mm-hmm. And for those of you who are listening that are not familiar, he's referring to Crystal Perry of Prism Designs, as well as DFW Crew Love co-founder and manager and just amazing all-around superwoman times a million. JD, thank you so much for being with us. If you're just tuning in, you're listening to Inspiration with E! Live on Grind Hard Radio. We have in the building with us our next guest. And if you want to talk to JD, and Kayla's even still on the line, her background noise is muted out, it's 323-693-3043. That's 323-693-3043. But you got to press 1 if you want to talk to us. Thank you so much again for being with us, JD. If you want to hang out, just mute out your background noise. We'd love to hear from you a little bit later on. If you have a question or something, you want to jump in, you're more than welcome to do that. All right, sweetie?
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Absolutely.
Thank you,
absolutely. JD. Salute. Yes. All right. Salute and much respect. Before we bring on our final guest, let's just acknowledge how amazing these teenagers are. It is not easy being live on air. You know, this is not just happening right now, which is amazing, but it's also capturing this moment to be forever archived, whether you follow us on iTunes, whether you log on to grindhardradio.com, Blog Talk Radio, Stitcher, TuneIn Radio. It is going to be an amazing opportunity not only to look back and reflect on the growth of our guests, but also how many times they're inspiring other teenagers. We are super proud of you. I want to hear Tiana Jones sing. This season 14 American Idol top 5 finalists. That's some grown folk oil on her. When I first heard her, I was like to throw a shoe at the television. I was like, you better sing, Tiana. Oh, my goodness. I am a fan, just like Flatfoot fan. But before we bring her on, can you play a little bit of her song that she did some years ago? I definitely want to hear her. Yeah. Can you play that for me, please? Thank you so much. And then we'll talk with her live. Thank you.
He said, if you dare come alone.
your host. We are live right here on Grind Hard Radio. Welcome back. I'm Erica Arthur, your host. You're listening to Inspiration with E, and if you're just tuning in, you've been missing a blessing. We had at the top of the show Kayla Arthur discussing alopecia awareness for the month of September, and then we had drumming sensation J.D. Beck showing Dallas, Texas, much love and representing them hard. We also now are about to be blessed. She is in the building. If you want to talk live with her, you got to dial in 323-693-3043. That's 323-693-3043. Press 1. We'll throw you in that queue. Ladies and gentlemen, none other than Tiana Jones.
Yeah.
She's in the studio.
Tiana, are you there? Tiana?
That was a banging introduction. I'm going to do it again.
Tiana!
Okay, well.
Are you there?
Hello, can you hear me?
Yes, Mama. I was like, Tiana, I just talked to you 5 seconds ago, and I did my Tiana job. And it keeps changing keys every time I say it. What's up, Mama?
I think she's definitely old with that beautiful voice. She needs the applause.
Right. She was like, where's my clap? This is the perks
of erasers on pencils. Baby girl, the floor is all yours. Talk to me, Mama. What is good?
Oh, my gosh, everything is so good right now. I'm so excited just to be talking to you guys. Like, I've been waiting for, like, let me see. My mom told me maybe about a month ago or so, and I was like, yes, girl, I want to be on there. Let me get on there. I love independent anything. Like, I love when somebody is trying to bring their stuff up from anything. I support that fully, so I'm so excited to be talking to you.
Thank you. Tiana, I'm a Flatfoot fan. First of all, the day you followed me back on Twitter, I think I just decided I was just going to, like, faint in slow motion for a fact. I was like,
I'm like one of the 2,000 to 3,000. She now loves me.
Oh.
You're awesome.
Thank you, Tiana, so much. I appreciate it.
Oh, you're welcome. Please, what was that experience like being on American Idol?
Oh, my gosh. It was one of the best experiences I could have asked for as an artist because it allowed me to see everything that I needed to know and to learn everything that I needed to know in order to be an artist like I am today. So I appreciate it completely. It was amazing.
Wow. And, you know, a lot of people don't know a lot about your background because at the time that you were auditioning for American Idol, it was either during that same season or right before that you were homeless. Can you tell us a little bit about that, please?
Yes. It wasn't during, but it was actually when I was around. I had to be maybe 3 or 4 years old. And
mm-hmm.
We were out of a home for about, I believe it was almost 6 months maybe. My family is very big. So we had to have, you know, a lot of support in order to make it, you know, just being from where we were. You know, I'm from Jacksonville, Florida, which isn't like, I mean, it's a huge city land-wise, but when it comes mm-hmm. down to trying to survive as a big family, you know, it wasn't the easiest thing for my mom and dad. But my pastor, he's still my pastor now, and I call him my granddad because he's like the only grandfather figure that I know. So I'm really
wow.
close to him, and he let us sleep in the church, and he let us wash off at the sinks if we needed to, and all of that good stuff until we were able to get back up on our feet. So yeah, it was not as traumatic for me because I barely remember it. Again, I was 3 years old, but I'm sure for my mom and my dad, but they never let me see them, you know, sad or down. They always kept a smile on their face and let us know that it was going to be okay. And I didn't even realize that we were in such a hard time. I always thought, you know, this is just my life, you know, this is what I'm living. But then it wasn't until I came to maybe 9 or 10 years old that I realized we could have had more, you know. And even then I still wasn't in a place where I was like, oh man, you know, it was more like, thank God, you know, thank God we're not there anymore. So it was a very tough time for my mom and dad and even my older siblings, you know, but I'm very grateful that we aren't in that predicament anymore.
Wow. You know, that's a testament to your parents. A lot of times kids don't have a clue what parents are going through. And, you know,
right.
After a while it dawns on you like, oh, we're having spaghetti. Oh, again, you know, or it's like, you know, I mean, look, it's tight. I'm married to a creative. I know what that's like. It's, you know, we're having
right.
dinner by candlelight tonight. Yay! You know, like, Lord, let the electric be on in the morning, you know. So I can dig it. Something I wanted to talk to you about, because when I was checking out your social media, you have evolved so much since you
yes.
were on the show, and you're growing up to be such a beautiful young lady inside and out. You also
well,
get a chance
you.
To sing. Yes, absolutely. You get a chance to sing with your sisters. Did you have one of those loud singing households with like 10 siblings, I think, or what is it?
Yes, I have 10 other siblings. And we sing all the time. All of us sing. All of us either sing or play an instrument, you know, of some sort. So we're in the house always singing, jamming. My brother, he'll bring out his piano and he'll start playing that. My brother, he'll bring out his drumsticks and he'll start playing the drums on the table or something. And we'll just start, like, making up songs and we'll just express ourselves through music. And it's always such a fun thing because each of us have our own little personalities and we show it through the words that we say or the sounds that we make, if it's just being goofy or just like, I don't know, being serious or whatever it might be. It's always such a fun time and I love my family so much. I love them so much.
That is awesome. It's a blessing to have that kind of support. I bet y'all was loud as the day is long, though, okay?
Oh,
loud.
My goodness. You don't even understand. Because we would be so loud to the point where my mom would be like, all right, y'all, like, I get it. Y'all know how to sing. But I really need y'all to just be quiet for, like, 3 minutes, okay?
Oh, my goodness. So wait a minute. Like, how did you balance studying and being a student and just dealing with life in the public eye? Because I'm sure, you know, that was a little bit of a challenge in itself. At least I would think so.
Well, kind of. It was a little easier because I have so many siblings. They were there, you know, to help me out with it if I needed help. But I also, when I was on the show, I actually had a tutor. And she would help me. We would have to do schoolwork for 4 hours throughout the day, at least 4 hours. And she would, if I needed help with, like, chemistry was a very hard subject for me. I hated it. But, you know, I got through it. So it was her help that helped me through it. You know, she would sit down with me and she would be like, okay, you know, Google became my best friend. She was just like, okay, let me Google this. Let me see what this word means. Let me see what that word means. And we would figure out how to do it. And it's, it was really a blessing to have her on there as well as all of my siblings. You know, I'd be able to call them and be like, hey, I don't know what X plus blah, blah is. So can you please help me out with this? You know, so it was hard, but it was manageable. I'll say it like that.
Well, I'm grown and still Googling. Okay. So I think it's pretty cool that you kind of like use, you know, whatever resources that you had in order to get the assistance that you need. I'm going to definitely ask you a few more questions, but we want to make sure that the people listening in, if they have any questions for you, that they press one. Our lines are popping, like literally from the top of the show until now. It is packed. But y'all a little on the shy side, for real. I'm saying, we will not bite. You are more than welcome to make yourselves at home right here with us on Inspiration with E! Live on Grindheart Radio. So if you want to talk to Tiana, press 1, and we will put you in queue. We actually still have Kayla on the line. She was on earlier today talking about alopecia awareness. If we can patch her in, Sade, that would be good, because she does have at least one question for her. That would be cool. If you're on the line with us, Kayla.
Awesome. Hi.
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 Oh my goodness. Go ahead, Kayla, with your question.
I'm such a big fan.
Oh, thank you.
Okay, I have one question. What advice do you have for young artists trying to make it?
Okay, I have a lot of advice for young artists trying to make it, actually. But my number one advice for a young artist is to be free in who you are. Be completely comfortable in who you are and who you are trying to become as an artist. Because if you don't understand it, people are going to be pulling you left and right, trying to make you who they want you to be. And that is not easy and it's not fun. So just allow yourself to grow and allow yourself to come to, okay, I want this to be my sound, or I want this to be my muse. I want to be all across the board, or I just want to be in this genre, or, you know, whatever it might be, how you want to dress, how you want to do your hair, if you want to wear makeup at all, if you want to be like beat to the gods, you know what I'm saying? It's up to you. So just be free in that and allow yourself to flow in that. So that's my advice.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Nice to talk to you.
Nice to talk to you, too.
Thank you. Thank you so much, Kayla, for your question. And also, thank you so much, Tiana, for taking her question. If you're listening in, 323-693-3043, press 1, and we will patch you in live right here with Tiana. Sade, what do you have in store for my beloved Tiana Jones? What kind of questions do you have for her?
Well, first off, I have to say how beautiful you are, and I am literally about to quote you on Twitter right now when you were saying about staying true to yourself and staying true to your art. And so I am super proud of who you are and thankful to be able to connect with you through tonight's show.
Oh, thank you. I appreciate that.
So one of my questions I have for you is, what would you say to up-and-coming artists like yourself who is, you know, they want to go the reality TV show route because they're thinking, oh, my goodness, well, Tiana and many other people have gone that route, and this helped them to become more famous. What are some of the pros that you would share with them and some of the cons and for some of the things for them to be aware of when they enter into that environment?
Okay, the pros, I would say, are the fact that you're doing what you love. And one of my favorite parts of being on TV was the clothes. I love fashion. So to be able to be dressed up and to have all the options and things like that, you know, I thought that was really cool. And also to meet new people, I think that was one of my favorite parts too. Cons, I would say, are, I'll put it this way, just be prepared for the work that comes with it. Because a lot of the times we look at the TV screen and we're like, oh, look at her hair. Look at, I wish I had someone to, you know, dress me up and do my hair. And, you know, I want to get up there and sing because that's what I love to do. I want to get up there and perform. But there is a lot of hard work that comes with that. There is the exercising, which I am not a big fan of running. I would rather just like lift weights and be toned, you know, for days. But you have to get your endurance build up. You have to eat right. You have to go to sleep on time and wake up on time. There were times when I had to wake up like 6 a.m., 5:30 a.m. just to make it to, you know, a recording that we had to do that morning. So it's a lot of hard work that comes with it. It's not just what you see on TV, but it's worth it.
Mm-hmm. You're right. And a lot of people, they don't see that just because they see, like you said, the glamorous part, but they don't understand, like you said, you need to get as much sleep as possible because that does affect our voices and how we feel overall because it's the main instrument. And like you said, how they take care of themselves and really putting in the work. Because, you know, there's always a debate with artists who are older and have been in the industry for, say, 20, 30 plus years versus artists who are coming out nowadays, because they'll say, you know, artists who are older will say they don't understand how hard it was, you know, for a lot of them because they didn't have the advantages of social media and, you know, talent competition shows and things
exactly.
like that. And if they did, a lot of them lost, you know, like Justin Timberlake did not win Star Search and neither did Destiny's Child, you know, and so it's like they think that a lot of younger artists don't understand, but then the younger artists say, well, you don't understand what it's like because you have to build up social media and that's the only way people will take you seriously. And so what are your thoughts on that?
I think that it's the same thing on two different sides of the spectrum, honestly, because it's the same amount of hard work that had to be put in back in the day, you know, because they didn't have social media, they had to travel, you know what I'm saying, they had to do it by mouth, they had to, you know, make sure that people were talking about them and this and all of that. It's the same thing now with social media. So it's like the difference is the fact that if somebody says, hey, have you heard of so-and-so, then they can go, no, I haven't, and they can pull out their phone and look them up on social media. Back in the day, you know, they would say, have you heard of so-and-so, and they would have to go actually see them in concert. You know what I'm saying? So it's, I feel like for us to actually allow ourselves to understand each other, you know, being from back in the day and now, we have to open our ears a little bit more to hear each other out versus saying, you don't understand, you don't understand, you don't understand where I'm coming from. Just help me understand. You know what I'm saying? Help me understand what you had to go through, and I'll help you understand what I went through. So
that's really powerful. We want to make sure we let our listeners who are tuning in that you don't have to be shy. This is an opportunity. If you've been wanting to ask Tiana a question, someone who's a professional artist like she is, a question, this is the time to be able to do it because she is right here, you know, to be able to support you and encourage you. So with this being
talk to me.
I'm like, just let me start getting in all the good questions. So with this being our youth and young adult special episode of Inspiration with E, I want to being an artist in this industry and, you know, being a teenager, but, you know, being a young woman as well, how are you finding the balance to stay true to yourself and true to your artistry without allowing the industry to over-sexualize you and lead you in that direction? Because I'm sure you know, and we can keep it real here, what tends to happen is the industry either starts prepping young women and girls for that already in their teens, or they wait until the artist turns 18 and 21, and then, boom, she turns over a whole new leaf. And you're like, is this the same person I've been listening to?
Right.
It's like, you know, and so, and then a lot of times that young woman is trying to find out who she is. She's trying to, you know, build fans and also make her labels and, you know, the label and all the executives happy. How are you finding that balance and learning how to stay true to yourself in an industry and in environments that are known to want to over-sexualize women and young girls?
Right. I am not signed to anybody as of right now. And that is one of the reasons why, because I didn't want to go in so young to where I was easy to be manipulated, you know, so easy to, for them to take me and say, hey, if you really want to make it, put this on, you know, or if you really, even at, when I was on the show at 16 years old, when I was on the show, I would sometimes get irritated with my mom. And the reason why is because my mom, she would, you know, they would start doing my makeup and they would want to put all of this, you know, like super heavy makeup on me, you know. Keep in mind that I'm only 16 years old, you know what I'm saying? And people, some people, they look at that as, oh, she's almost 18. I still have 2 years to go. And my mom, she would say, no, don't put that on her. I want you to keep it natural. I want you to put some lip gloss on her. Don't put lipstick on her, you know. And I would look at her like, why don't you want me to, you know, look like everybody else? That's what was in my mind. Why don't you want me to do the same thing that everybody else is doing in order to make it? And one day she sat me down. Actually, I was 18. She sat me down and she told me, Tiana, I did not want them to take you and swallow you whole before you could understand who you were. And I had to come to the realization of, wow, I was really like, because I allowed myself to get so caught up in the fact that I'm on TV, I want to be, you know, like Beyonce, I want, and not taking anything from them because they're amazing, and they're, but she, Beyonce is a grown woman, and I was only 16, and my mom had to let me know, this is not, you don't want to get caught up in that, because when you get caught up in it, there is no turning back.
Wow. Oh, my goodness. That's so powerful, Tiana, because, and I think, you know, like you said, it's hard at the time to understand when your parents, and this is a good word for the teens and young people who are listening, it's hard at times to understand what your parents are talking about. And I've even joked with my mom about this with a couple of times that I've dated someone in my life when I was younger, and my mom didn't like either of my boyfriends that I had, and I couldn't understand why she didn't like them. And it's funny because now as an adult, I'm like, oh, my gosh, I understood exactly. About. If I could go back in time, I would have talked to those guys either, because I would be like, you know, the majority of the time, if not all the time, the parents know what they're talking about because they can see things that we don't, you know, and it's like allow them to pursue and to help you because it will save you from a lot of unnecessary heartache.
Exactly.
Yeah.
You know,
do you
I
have
think
any
that's
other
an
questions? Oh, go ahead.
I didn't know. I was just thinking, first of all, Tiana, thank you so much for your transparency. One of the things that, I appreciate that genuinely, because a lot of things that that teenagers deal with is they are going by what they see, or even they're trying to surmise
based on what's shared. And I tell my children all the time that peer pressure does not stop when you're an adult. And what mm-hmm. that means is that there may be an adult who may want to spend money on a car or spend money on an outfit or on shoes that they cannot afford, or try to live in a neighborhood that they cannot afford, or attempt to live above their means. And a lot of times kids, you know, they're aspiring to be older before their time because they're going by what they think people have. And so I really genuinely, I appreciate your transparency. That being said, one of the things I wanted to talk about was how important it is to not just govern yourself as an artist when you're on the mic, but being mindful of working with other people behind the scenes. You know, we just see 5, 4, 3, 2, 1 and live. You know, like even today on our show, you know, things happen, technical difficulties, you know, it's okay. It's not that deep. And keep it moving, you know, keep it moving. But other people just kind of crumble underneath that pressure. You know, how did you find that balance of not only staying strong, but learning how to work with different personalities, which is a very real part of life, regardless of your age?
Yes, it's a part of life whether you want to be in the business or not. So I think I was kind of already at an advantage, though, and a lot of people, you know, we don't think of it this way, but because I had such a big family with so many different personalities, one of my sister, Tiara, she's an artist, actually, and a painting artist, but she, me and her are so different. We are complete opposites, but I came to, you know, we would bump heads, you know, as sisters, but also as people, you know, as our personalities, we would bump heads. But I noticed that I would lean more towards her because we were so different. You know what I'm saying? It was easier for her to look at me and say, okay, even though I don't think that way, I understand why you think that way because I understand who you are. So for me to be able to maneuver in this business, meeting so many different personalities, I had to have the same mindset. And it's not to say that every single time I got it right, you know what I'm saying? But I had to be able to say, okay, hold on. I went to this person this way, but I didn't think of it the way that they were thinking of it. You know, and that happens in my friendships as well with people that I know, people that I'm close to. I have to go back and apologize because what I did was I was trying so hard to beat you down with what I felt and what I thought that I understood versus listening to you and having an open ear and an open heart to understand where you were coming from. So,
Wow. That's interesting. And I know that when it comes to, and I'm referring to American Idol and some of the other shows as well, when they make you work together in a group, that is, it's not usually in terms of blending styles or in terms of blending voices. It's about blending personalities. And so I think that's a great training tool very early on to say, yes, you may be wonderful, good, great, grand, and wonderful where you're from, but the reality is that everyone feels that way about themselves and as strongly about what they have to offer. Wow, that's amazing, Tiana. Tiana, what kind of advice do you have in terms of trying to make sure that a person stays true to who they are while entering the business?
I would say a lot of reflection because moving forward, you are going to be, like I said before, pulled at. You are going to be pulled at. You're going to be pushed at. You're going to be yelled at. You're going to be cursed at. You're going to be told what to do. You know what I'm saying? But you have to take the time when you have some alone time in your room or wherever you may be at where it's quiet and you're able to just sit and think. My favorite place to sit and think is in the shower because I'm a water person. I don't know why, but I just reflect on where I used to be because a lot of the times, too, as young people or, matter of fact, as anybody, when you get to a certain place in this business, you tend to forget where you come from, and that can also cause you to change in a direction that you do not want to change in. So I would reflect and I would say to myself, okay, I get it. I'm on TV right now. I get it that right now I'm in front of the camera. I get it that right now people are pulling at me and they want, you know, they want to hear from me. They want to hear my songs. They want my autographs and all of these different things. But I wasn't always here. I had to work to get here. And that's kind of what keeps me level-headed and down to earth. Also, my mom was a big part in that too, because she was with me and still is with me every step of the way. You know, we actually just moved to California like 3 days ago. So I'm in California right now trying to start my career back up, you know. But she's been with me this whole time, just kind of like, Tiana, remember where you come from. Tiana, call your family today. Tiana, don't forget to talk to your sisters. Tiana, don't forget to do this. Don't forget to do that. At the times that I would forget, that I would allow myself to forget and overwhelm myself with the business and everything that was going on inside of it. So, yeah, those were my kind of my techniques to stay grounded.
That's so awesome. That I hear in your voice the how important that was to you to have that kind of support. So absolutely much respect and shout out to your mom for just and your siblings and your family in their entirety, just for being there for you. Just awesome. Again, if you're listening, don't be shy. 323-693-3043. Press 1 because we see you. We can see you. No need to play peekaboo. We see you. We definitely see you. And if you want to talk to her, just press 1. So as it comes to new music and a new direction for you going forward, you know, you have that advantage now of being, you know, quite frankly, in this space, think indie artist type moves, right? What type of direction do you want your music to take? And are you looking necessarily for the label type thing, or if that happens, wonderful. But have you ever considered indie artist movement?
I actually am not looking to be signed. You know, I always say that if it finds me and it's for me, awesome. But as far as me going out there and just being like, please sign me, no, I do not want to do that. I want to be a part of that. So, I've taken it upon myself to, and in me wanting to do that, actually, it's a lot more hard work because you don't have somebody that's just going to go, okay, let me plaster you on this billboard or let me plaster you on this magazine cover, you know what I'm saying, for people to search you and to look for you. So it's a lot more hard work, and it's going to take a little more time, but it's going to be worth it because I'll get to call the shots. You know, I'll get to say, okay, today I'm going to spend time with my family and tomorrow I'm going to go ahead and do this concert in, oh, I don't know, Ohio or whatever. So I'm grateful that I have that mindset, you know, and that because I'm not taking away from any, you know, any labels or anything like that. If you want to do that, then do that. I'm not trying to make you or persuade you to do anything. But that is just personally my opinion and how I want to do it.
Excellent. Well, we have about 5 minutes remaining to the show. And so one of the things I wanted you to do is very, very, very quickly before you go is not only shout out your social media, I definitely want you to tell your fans that are listening and supporting, and thank you everyone for tuning in, by the way, one quirky thing about yourself that no one would ever guess about you.
Oh my gosh, I have so many. One quirky thing about myself is I am very into like dream catchers and crystals and stones and things like that, and it's partially because I love color. I love colorful things. Two of my favorite colors are purple and yellow. So I love like bright colors and things like that. But it's also because when I look at them, it's like my spirit just kind of gravitates towards it. Like, it's just like, get it, you know, like, get it. You like it. You know what I'm saying? It makes you feel calm because I have really bad anxiety. And so when I'm looking at it, it's like, I'm like, oh my gosh, like, look at this beautiful, like, I focus all of my attention on that and it kind of takes away from everything else. So I'm really into those kind of things. And I guess that's kind of a quirky thing. So yeah. Mm-hmm. And my social media is, everything is I am Tiana Jones. So I am IamTyannaJones. That's my Instagram. That's my Snapchat. And my Facebook is also facebook.com/IamTiannaJones. And I think that's all the social media. Twitter. Also, I am Tiana Jones. Yes. So everything is I am Tiana Jones.
Excellent. We cannot thank you enough for tuning in with us. It has been a power-packed show from top to bottom. I'm so grateful to you, Tiana. Thank you for your kindness and your humility and giving us honest, candid, realistic, practical advice on how to function, especially for our teenagers. Teens, I see you. Thank you so much for hitting me up privately. You're a little bit too shy, so some of you are hitting us up, you know, via text, via email, via social media to say that I'm here. Just a little nervous to go on air. So that's okay. It's all right. We're just super glad that you tuned in today. Tiana Jones, it has been a pleasure. To Kayla Arthur, our first guest, who actually featured on Polar, Kevin Arthur's Project Merge, and playing right now is Lively Up, which features Kevin Arthur Jr. on Merge. That's going to take us out. Tiana, we are going to be listening and watching. We cannot wait to support you. And special shout out to J.D. Beck as well. So for those of you who tuned in, these are our children. These are our young people. This is our future. What you witnessed today, Kayla Arthur, J.D. Beck, Tiana Jones, these are the people that are a part of what the future is holding. I see greatness. I see healing. I see purpose. I see great things in store for them. So don't just listen in. Make sure you support them and show them much, much love. Tiana, any last words?
Oh, let's make sure you get her back in. There we go.
It's okay.
Hello?
Yes,
there we go, Tiana.
Yes, I just want to say thank you so much again for having me. I really appreciated it. That was one of the most down-to-earth interviews I've ever had. Thank you. Shout out to J.D. Beck and Kayla. You guys are amazing. Keep going. You're going to do great things. And I love all of you guys.
Thank you so much for that. I appreciate you. And special shout out to Sade Champagne, my guest co-host right here on Blog Talk Radio, who's holding it down for Grind Hard Radio. Shout out to Dick Chronicles, CEO of Grind Hard Radio and founder of Grind Hard Radio. Make sure you support Power of a Dream Tour. Make sure you support the Sade Champagne Show. Also, you can listen to our previous recordings. I got two more shows to this season. And so we are going to close it up strong. Thank you so much for your love and support. If you listened in, please give us your feedback. Give us reviews. We'd love to hear from you. God bless you all. You've been listening to Inspiration with Me on Grind Hard Radio.
Good Day Squad.